Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
I want to pick up that conversation.
Yes.
Rashad Bateman. Critical drop on a third down that would have been a first down in the red zone.
That was a big
Sunday
one,
against the Steelers, and it's been that type of year for Rashad Bateman, and it's really disappointing considering just how good he was for the Ravens last year. And it wasn't a situation of Bateman, oh, in September, he had all of his yards, all of his touchdowns. He was playing his best down the stretch. He had 6 touchdowns in the Ravens' final 6 games, including the playoffs. Had a touchdown in each of those playoff games. He had 8 downfield touchdown receptions in 2024. That was the third most in the NFL, trailing only Ja'Marr Chase and Terry McLaurin. So good company to be in there. But he was fantastic in the red zone as well, because that's always been his calling card, even when he was struggling. Remember, we'd always see those PFF charts
He's
separation.
Always
he's all the way in the top right corner, but it just never really clicked between him and Lamar Jackson until last year, and now it's just more of a disconnect, guys. It's one of those points where, yes, the offensive line being as bad as it is, it really neutralizes the deep ball aspect of this offense. But he's just a complete non-factor in this offense. He's got 2 games this season in which he has more than 25 yards receiving. Heck, some of the more memorable moments from Bateman when he had the personal foul in Miami where he was trying to argue with the ref and plead for pass interference. He's got the smallest target rate of his career, gets a target on just 12.3% of his routes. It's more of a 5% drop from last year. Career worst catch percentage, 51.4%. Last year it was 62.5%. It's nearly his worst yards after the catch per reception. And last year, where when Lamar threw it to Bateman, great things happened. It was 125.9 passer rating, 77.9 passer rating this year when targeting Bateman. So I put up a poll on IA1057 The Fan, and when you look at Rashad Bateman, you're on his Pro Football Reference. It's kind of which one of these years is not like the other, and 2024 is certainly the outlier, where he has had nine touchdowns that year. He's got 6 the rest of his career. The 756 yards receiving, by far and away the best of his career. So all those numbers, is this just an off year, or is this cause for concern moving forward for Bateman? And this poll just went up prior to us going on air. It's pretty split to start. He'll bounce back in 26. I'm a little worried. 33.3%. He'll bounce back was 35%. 2024 was an outlier, 31.7%. You got to have some concern.
I voted outlier.
It was an outlier.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have some concern for this guy.
Look, I believe over time it will become even more clear what they had cooking last year was unlike what we've seen in the history of this league. How balanced they were, how many personnel groups they had ridiculous EPAs out of, and the quarterback had a arguably top five season in the history of this league. And if you were to distill it down to one thing that kept the season from being prolonged, it was a guy not catching a ball that hit him in the gut. And out of all the things a year later, nobody's really looking half as good as they did a year ago, but that's the guy who gets paid in season. And you're telling me this is a normal front office. You're telling me this is really about trying to win the Super Bowl every year. Okay.
I'll say this. We've gotten back to the whole, I don't think Lamar trusts Bateman. There were a couple times in that game Sunday where he was wide open and didn't even look at him. And with good reason, because he hit someone what would at least been a first down and possibly a touchdown, and he drops the ball on a shallow cross.
Well, I think we've seen multiple instances. It brought up the Miami part of it all, the attitude type thing. Remember the Rams game? It might have been the Texans game, where Cooper Rush was throwing that deep ball to him and he quit on the route.
Yeah.
And even Harbs afterwards was like, dude, what's going on? Just the body language and all of that, that hasn't been right at all this year.
I think it's an absolute outlier. There was something special going on a year ago, and it reminds me a lot of previous seasons with Bateman now.
Yeah,
Watching Sunday and sitting there and seeing him wide open. And
he's
Lamar
not a very heads-up player.
No, Lamar doesn't even want to look at him. And then when he has to look at him, he drops the ball. That's where they are.
Dude. it blows my mind. Likely he's going to walk out the door.
Yep.
At a time when they've got nobody with size who can win on the outside. Okay.
And likely he's been injured and hadn't done anything either. Like, it's been a fascinating season on many levels.
From here on out, wherever he goes, I don't know where Likely's going to be, and I don't know where Bateman's going to be.
It'll likely be
elsewhere.
I bet
you Likely has a better career than Rashad Bateman moving forward.
I think you're probably right. And he's probably going to make more money, too.
Oh, he'll definitely make more money.
Yeah, Bateman's not making real money. Coming up next, Maryland basketball. It's been rough, and they lost by 19 at Iowa on Saturday. They take on Michigan this weekend at home. We'll talk to Chris Nockey, part of the Maryland broadcast. You can hear him right here on 105.7 The Fan. That's an 8 o'clock tip on Saturday, which means pregame coverage starts at 7 here on The Fan. Chris joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.